We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
For the better part of 5 years, I have greatly enjoyed my conversations. Our conversations. Jordana and I have asked Stephen Belton all kinds of questions, searching for truth, searching for perspective, context, all those things you can't get on an app on your smartphone. And I think you can only get from talk radio. And through these crazy times, the pandemic, the riots, the death of George Floyd, Stephen Belton has been a steady hand on the wheel. Proud to call him a friend. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Paul. Good to be with you again. And good to have you among my handful of friends.
That's all you need is a handful, right? A handful of people you can tell anything to. People get caught up in the whole Facebook friends and, oh, I have 267 Facebook friends. Yeah, but can you tell them anything, right? Would they show up if you actually need them to show up? So I think a handful is the right number. What's on your mind today?
Oh, just that. Well, first, enjoying weather. I'm coming off of 10 days of vacation with my bride, and we drove out west to Utah and Arizona, saw some of the great national parks and monuments, and more importantly, just got a chance to reconnect and revitalize ourselves and remember why we got married 41 years ago. So it's I'm actually pleased to say, Paul, that I've got pretty much nothing on my mind, which is a good thing. I highly recommend.
Perfect. Yeah. We all need, every couple needs that reset, and good for you. And there's something about, I still love a good road trip. It's a different experience than getting onto an airplane and going through all the gymnastics that you go through at the terminal and car rental. But I think there's something to be said for road trips. Yesterday, we talked about Juneteenth. We had a professor on, Professor Yohuro Williams from the University of St. Thomas. And he talked a little bit about reparations. And I'm just curious, stepping back, are you more optimistic now about where things are than maybe you were June of last year? Are you optimistic, or are we moving in the right direction, however slowly?
I think we are. It's really hard to measure progress. It happens so slowly and so incrementally. I mean, we're talking about reparations from 450 years ago of the original sin of slavery that this country is so wrapped up in and still in such great denial about. But the thing that encourages me, that gives me hope, is that we're having these conversations now. These were not conversations that we were having 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, let alone 100 years ago. And even though people are wrestling with it, people are having a great deal of stress trying to figure out what it means and who it would mean something for, the fact that we're having the conversations is what gives me encouragement. I don't expect to see a national reparations policy in my lifetime, but maybe my children, or someday I'm blessed with grandchildren, maybe they will be. But right now I can appreciate the fact that we have more people who are willing to talk about it, which means that we are confronting not only the original sin of slavery and racism, but confronting its vestiges, the fact that we are still dealing with, the results of racist white supremacist policies in this country today. The fact that I can have this discussion with you, the fact that I can talk about it in an open forum, is what gives me encouragement.
Absolutely. And that's going to continue. I'm not stepping out. I'm stepping back. I'm going to be doing weather and focusing on my weather company and seeing as much of America and the rest of the world as I can while I can still travel, while I'm still in halfway decent shape physically. So I'm looking forward to that. But I'm pretty sure Jordana has dibs on you and keeping these conversations going between 9 and noon. Have they reached out? I think they have.
I think they have as well. As I said, I've been gone for 10 days, so I made it a point not to even read email. I did answer a phone call from Dave, your producer, because I thought maybe the world was coming to an end because Dave was calling me on a day that wasn't Tuesday. So we had a nice conversation. He gave me some great tips about where to go and where to hike in Utah. But other than that, I don't know. I'm hoping that we will continue the conversation with Jordana in the 9 to noon hour time frame. It's nice to know that Jordana called dibs on me. I mean, you know, I've still got that playground mentality when, you know, you stand around and wait to be picked.
Yeah. I hear you. No, she definitely picked you. There's no question. And we want to keep the conversation, the larger conversation going. We need to talk. And we need to listen. And I think it's the hardest thing because we all have such short attention spans and we chase the next shiny object. But just the idea of even if you disagree with somebody, just hear them out. Listen, is there common ground? What can we agree on? That's a conversation that needs to keep happening over and over and over again. And hopefully we'll evolve. Hopefully things will get better. And to your point, your grandkids we'll live in a world that takes the whole liberty and justice for all, for real. And we're getting closer, but we still have a way to go in that journey.
You've got a great diversity in among your listeners. I get calls and emails and texts from some people who think I'm the dumbest person ever walked the earth, and others who think that I need to run for Congress. Which probably means I'm still one of the dumbest people on earth. So the point of it is that you've got a great diversity of listeners who are willing to engage in the conversation. And that's what I think is important. That's what I appreciate about you and Jordana hosting me for all of this time. So thank you so much to both of you. I will miss doing this program. We'll miss the two of you. But we'll see you in other formats and other platforms.
Keep it going, my friend. You hang in there. My best to you and your amazing wife and your kids and grandkids, and glad you're putting them first. And you made me a little jealous with that road trip to Utah, but I'll see if I can catch up. Stephen Belton, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Paul. Be well.
You too. Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.